M. Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. CBS News has learned that more documents marked classified have been found at another location used by President Biden after his time as vice president. CBS's Nicole D'Antonio reports.
Republicans claim it shows that former President Trump was treated unfairly.
And this is why we'll get to the bottom of it, because they treat people differently.
Trump had more than 300 classified documents stored in multiple locations and for months had refused requests to hand over the material. And now a Republican House committee has launched its own probe into President Biden.
An update now on the aviation meltdown Wednesday that forced a 90-minute halt to all U.S. departing flights.
I'm Matt Piper. The FAA is blaming the meltdown on a damaged database file. The agency says that at this time, there's no evidence of a cyber attack. It says it's still undergoing thorough reviews to learn more about the notice-to-air mission system outage amid what was the first national grounding of flights in about two decades.
Thousands of flights were canceled or delayed after the system that provides safety information to pilots failed. Those storms sweeping California have been deadly for some without a home. That story from CBS's Allison Keyes.
More than a dozen people were rescued from an encampment along the Ventura River, and at least two homeless people died over the weekend. This man fled the American River camp and urges others,
get what you can out of your camp and leave.
But some living on the streets in cities including San Francisco are planning to fortify their shelters with tarps and try just to stay dry.
Some public schools are facing a financial crisis. Details from CBS's Jim Crisula.
School districts are being swamped by unpaid student lunch debt, according to a new survey from the School Nutrition Association. The federal government stopped providing free meals to all public school students 3 months ago. That was a pandemic financial relief program.
The unpaid balance for school meals in one school district now totals almost $2 million. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper says sacrificing an animal for religious reasons has been approved in suburban Detroit.
Hamtramck has a large Muslim population, and they typically slaughter goats and sheep or pay someone to do it for them during a holy holiday. The meat is then shared with family, friends, and the poor. The Hamtramck City Council has approved the practice in a 3-2 vote. Residents will be required to notify the city, pay a fee, and make their property available for inspection.
Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin's been released from a hospital in Buffalo 9 days after he went into cardiac arrest and had to be resuscitated during a game in Cincinnati. Hamlin is 24 years old. He went home after spending 2 days undergoing tests. Doctors say he's made a, quote, remarkable recovery. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. I was reminded of Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
I was reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, happy Wednesday. A lot going on in the world today and here in America in this new McCarthy era. My column that I wrote today over at HartmanReportToday.com could get me thrown in jail. I'll tell you all about that in the second hour of our program. Also, when will we find out about all the promises and threats that Kevin McCarthy made to get his hands on the gavel? We'll get into that in the second hour. In their third hour of our program, George Santos got secret campaign money from a busted Italian migrant smuggler. And Long Island Republicans are calling for him to resign. This is going to get interesting. It's a district that Biden won easily. Also in the third hour, a Brazilian judge, actually the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court there, has ordered the arrest of top security officials in the Brasilia riot. House Republicans are going to be voting on increasing abortion restrictions and putting women in jail down in Alabama today. And geeky science, everything's getting hotter. So we've got a lot to talk about today. But our first hour, Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour. Our middays with Mark. Congressman Mark Pocan will be taking your calls for the entire hour. Our telephone number, 202-808-9925. He represents the 2nd District of Wisconsin. Former co-chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, currently member in good standing. He's on the Appropriations, Education, and Labor Committees in the House. Pocan.house.gov is his website. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan, P-O-C-A-N. And Congressman, welcome back to the program. Happy New Year. I think this is the first time we've talked in this new year. And thanks so much for joining us. What's on your mind this morning?
Well, a lot of the stuff you just brought up that you're going to be talking about today. We just had an Appropriations Committee meeting, and of course, we don't have the exact ratios to even form committees yet. But, you know, a lot was given away for Kevin McCarthy to get his goal, which, you know, his goal wasn't to help the American people or to pass legislation around any issue. His goal was to become speaker. And in doing so, you know, he pretty much sold out the store in some areas, took away his powers. Is going to put some, you know, interesting people on important committees. But at the end of the day, his margin is so tight, it's going to be very hard for him to govern. We still have a Democratic Senate, Democratic president, so it's going to be a lot of investigations we're assuming will be coming very soon. But all those things are in play right now in Congress, and they're passing a bunch of legislation that's going nowhere other than forming some of these committees that are going to, again, just go into more investigations. It's going to be an interesting 2 years, Tom. Sorry I couldn't be on the program last week, but we were on the floor with trying to figure out what Kevin McCarthy was going to do. And after 15 ballots, I guess, thanks to George Santos, he's speaker.
Has anybody seen the secret three-page addendum to the House rules that we're hearing about?
So what happened is I got a printout earlier that is in the appropriations area. That someone must have got some information from some slides, perhaps, that were offered. And we have a little idea in some areas, but, you know, he gave away a lot. And I bet you a lot that they're smart enough not to put in print, quite honestly, Tom. So I don't know if everything will be in print ever that he gave away. But we know You know, he thanked Donald Trump and Matt Gaetz, the guy who kept insulting him on the floor. I don't know. All I know is Kevin's going to now have at least something new on a business card. And I think, you know, good for him, but not maybe so good for the House of Representatives.
Yeah. Has the Democratic Party come up with any kind of a strategy to deal with the potential shutdown? You know, there's two ways that they can shut down our government. One is by refusing to pass a budget at the end of the fiscal year, in the end of September. The other is refusing to raise the debt ceiling. Right. The debt ceiling one, I mean, there's that trillion-dollar coin idea. There's the 14th Amendment, Section 4, which says that the debt of the United States should not be questioned, which would arguably mean that the whole debt ceiling thing from the 1950s is unconstitutional. I've also heard suggestions that the Treasury Department could simply issue some new, maybe perhaps higher than normal interest bonds and raise a whole pile of cash real quickly that way. Have you guys been strategizing? I realize it's going to be a couple of months down the road, but what are the plans?
Well, in fact, one of the items on the slide that we got was that they said they wouldn't do anything about the debt limit without getting some other concessions. So we don't know what that means. So clearly, that's their intention. Tom, if I were a betting man, and I occasionally am, I would bet that they would actually love the idea of a government shutdown, right? I've been through that when I first got here with John Boehner.
2011?
Well, and after that, we had it also. I remember missing my deputy chief of staff's wedding as I was here on a Saturday night during one of the shutdowns that we had. We know that there's an element of their caucus that doesn't actually believe in governing, but loves stunts like that. And I would anticipate that they're going to very seriously consider that. And McCarthy won't care because he doesn't care about much other than that title he just got. So, you know, I think we are going to look at every option. But we're already anticipating that's going to be one of the problem areas that's going to be coming up around the debt ceiling in particular.
Yeah. The op-ed I wrote today is, basically pointing out that this committee to investigate the weaponization of the government is not unlike the Senate Permanent Committee on Investigations that Joe McCarthy was the chair of, which was not unlike the House on American Activities Committee that 3 years before McCarthy started his gig had subpoenaed 10 writers from Hollywood, and one of them, Ring Lardner Jr., who was just kind of an obscure screenwriter. You know, his father was more well-known, but wrote an op-ed basically calling them fascists, and they threw him in prison for a whole year for writing that op-ed. In fact, it was much milder than the one that I wrote this morning. Do you expect that they will be using their subpoena power? And I mean, they threw 10 people in prison for a whole year, back in the day, and they were called the Hollywood 10. They weren't, famous movie stars and stuff. These were mostly writers.
Well, I think they demanded the same budget and staffing of the January 6th committee for this committee that's just going to investigate nothing but, trying to dig up election stuff. So they're clearly going to use – that's the only thing they can do, right, Tom? I mean, we have a Democratic Senate, Democratic president. So, getting rid of 87,000 IRS agents, armed IRS agents that don't exist anyway, any of the other stuff that they've put out there is unlikely to ever become law. In fact, not unlikely. It's almost zero chance of any of it becoming law. However, they do have subpoena powers being in the majority, and they're going to use this, whether it be Hunter Biden going after Department of Justice and the FBI, going after Homeland Security. I think our Republican already introduced a measure to impeach the Secretary of Homeland Security. That's what they're going to spend all their time on, is these investigations. So we're going to have lots of fodder. The good news is we have a Democratic Senate, a Democratic president. So the damage, the actual damage will be minimal. But that's not to say there's not damage to our country by going through what they're going to put us through in the coming months.
Yeah, I totally get it. Well, let's pick up some phone calls, okay?
Sure.
All righty. Just to recap, if you just tuned in, Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, taking your calls. 202-808-9925 is the number. And Michael in Bronx, New York. Hey, Michael, you are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Thank you, Tom. Hello, Congressman. I know that the Democrats in the House don't have the majority, but given the injustices that we're seeing, particularly with George Santos, could you refer the matter, say, to the Democratic-led Senate for investigations or possible corrective action, or even referred to the Department of Justice regarding George Santos, if, particularly if indeed that is his name, because of all the lies that we've been hearing from him and the unethical stuff. I mean, he could be a foreign adversary or a Russian spy for all I know. What do you think?
Well, what I do know is he was the deciding vote for Kevin McCarthy to become speaker, and there's no way they're going to get rid of him before that vote. But he is under investigation right now with local, state, federal, and now international Brazilian authorities. So I don't think George Santos is here for long. And now I think even Republican officials in Long Island just called for him to resign. Of course, they did it after they got his vote for Kevin McCarthy, the deciding vote. But, you know, George Santos, I think, is going to be short-lived in Congress.
Well, from your lips to God's ears. And which will probably add another Democrat, right? Because there'll be a special election.
That seat, we should be able to take again. I mean, that was the seat of Steve Israel and Tom Suozzi, and, you know, we should be able to get that again.
That would be really good news.
Yeah.
Okay, it's 15 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan with us for the hour, taking your calls. It doesn't count against your one call a week, by the way, so we'll be right back.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
15 minutes past the hour on the Tom Hartman Program, Middays with Mark.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day with no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Ann Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Ann Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Do you know the importance of a high-protein diet for your dog? Dogs are omnivores, and it's imperative that they get enough protein in every meal. And many of your mass-produced dry dog foods, particularly the dry ones, may lack the essential protein and the healthy fats that your dog needs for optimal health. Introducing Dynavite's Meal Boosters, a freeze-dried meal topper that's loaded with protein and omegas. Just sprinkle it on top of your pet's food for a delicious taste packed with essential nutrients that can help support a healthy skin and coat, gut health, and your dog's immune system. And Louise and I just, you know, love it that our dogs, Blue and Chewy, are getting all the nutrients they need. We use Dynavite as a meal topper, although I got to warn you, our cats, at least one of our cats, is always trying to steal them from the dogs. Dynavite is so confident that your pet will benefit from their products, they offer a 90-day risk-free trial on your first purchase, so you have nothing to lose. Go to Dynavite.com today. That's D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.com. Dynavite.com. Terms apply. See the site for details. Congressman Mark Pocan taking your calls for the hour. Middays with Mark, with Congressman Pocan. Patrick in Chicago, you are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to ask. I called a couple weeks ago and asked about whether the DCCC had any kind of messaging group that was being organized. I wanted to re-ask that question and briefly describe what I'm talking about. It's a media team that would be a sort of go-to campaign for campaigns of any size and any location that can, with some inputted local details, create cheap, reliable, and ads that fast that could be delivered over the internet, like attack ads, something like that. And I would just like to point out that Tom Hartman, among his listeners, has a bunch of people who are coming up with messages daily almost that would be great talent pool to pull from. That's my question.
Yeah, and by the way, they're all over at a website, endbribes.com, that one of our listeners, a guy by the name of Ziggy in Oneonta, New York, maintains. And every time somebody comes up with a great slogan for the Democrats, he turns it into a bumper sticker and puts it on his website. Congressman?
Great. They definitely have a communication staff. They have consultants, everything else. They are regrouping, though, because Sean Patrick Maloney lost in his seat in New York. And now the new person is Susan DelBene from Washington State. She's the new chair. And I did just talk to her, I think, yesterday, and I talked to her last week. And they're like right now dealing with some of the staffing issues. So there always is a comms presence. What I don't think they have, though, that the caller mentioned, was actually having a place where they produce commercials for anyone. I don't know if they have that, but we also have a Democratic policy. The DPECC, our communications team of members, and they have a staff, and they present some of that. So some of it isn't necessarily on the political side, but it's still putting some of the policy and themes out there, and that you do see members put out. I don't know if it's available, though, to the general public at all.
Mark in Portland, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hi, I'm wondering if you think that if the Republicans actually threaten to blow up the debt ceiling and, perhaps let that come crashing down, do you have any thoughts as far as what Biden might do in terms of maybe minting $1 trillion coin and paying off our debts that way? Or what are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, so I mean, like, everything is being looked at right now because of, one, Rehoboam's taking the majority and looking at the rhetoric they've set around this. But two, we just, again, like I said, today in Appropriations Committee saw some of the demands that they made. And one of the demands they made is for them to do anything around the debt ceiling. There has to be concessions, not specific what those concessions are, but clearly the Republicans are going to play on that. And some of us feel that, you know, there's an element in their caucus that doesn't believe in governing. They just believe in theater, not saying Matt Gaetz's name out loud. But, you know, for those folks, you know, this is great drama. And, you know, I've been through this my very first session here, five sessions ago, and we went through a shutdown, and I remember being here on Saturday night and a lot of other times trying to get things done, and they didn't care. So, my guess is that there's a serious possibility they'll try that. Therefore, we now have some options that we have to look at.
Jim in Lockhart, Texas, you're on the air with Representative Pocan. We have about a minute and a half, by the way.
Yeah, so Representative, you were talking about the Republicans were going to come in and do a bunch of investigations and not govern. He also mentioned that Matt Gaetz was doing political theater. Would you say that that's kind of like when the Democrats were in power and they continued to go after Trump and Adam Schiff was the guy looking for the limelight?
He broke up a little, Tom. I had a little hard time.
His question was essentially, won't the Republicans' investigations be the same thing as the January 6th committee? How dare they?
Well, January 6th committee was looking at an actual insurrection attempt on January 6th. Their committee on the weaponization of this, that, and the other thing is done purely political. So, again, I think my recommendation to all people who believe what that caller believes is, you do have a remote control that offers other options than Fox News. I recommend you use it every now and then.
We have 40 seconds. Is there a possibility that any of these investigations that the Republicans are talking about, you know, could produce something substantial that should concern us all?
Yeah, I don't think so on the going after FBI and DOJ and stuff. That sounds purely, you know, political. The other committee, while I would like to think it wouldn't have to be political, you know, looking at competition, economic competition around China. The actual title of it was competition in the United States and the Chinese Communist Party. So they made it very political. Also written in that one is they have no ability to write legislation. So I think it's all going to be.
Yeah, you're breaking up when the music starts. I'm sorry. With Skype, we just can't fix that. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, taking your calls. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back on the other side of this break here at the bottom of the hour with more of your calls for Representative Pocan. Middays with Mark on the Tom Hartman Program.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Congressman Pocan's website is Pocan, pocan.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan. Big tech companies will try to tell you that changing your settings and turning off app tracking is all you need to do to protect your privacy. Right. Are we supposed to believe that the big bad tech wolf has now turned into our sweet grandma? The truth is, big tech can't stop themselves from looking at what you do online. To protect myself against big tech's prying eyes, I use ExpressVPN. When you use the ExpressVPN app on your computer or phone, you're hiding your unique IP address. On top of that, ExpressVPN encrypts and reroutes all your online activity. Just takes one click to protect all your devices. That's why ExpressVPN is rated number one by CNET, Wired, TechRadar, and countless others. Visit expressvpn.com/Tom, and you can get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/THOM. expressvpn.com/Tom.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013.
WAUK 540 AM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief, breaking news. Some of the thousands of nurses on strike in New York City could be headed back to work after Montefiore Medical Center reached a tentative deal with the nurses' union. The deal includes a 19.1% raise and more than 170 new nursing positions. Nurses remain on strike against Mount Sinai Hospital. Documents with classification markings have been found at a second location linked to President Biden. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
As soon as his lawyers realized these documents were there, they did the right thing and immediately turned them over to the archives. As he said, his team is cooperating fully with the review.
A nationwide FAA computer outage Wednesday morning caused thousands of cancellations and delays. Debbie Turner's flight out of Reagan National was canceled.
You would not think that this could happen in this day and age, you know, with all the money that's pumped into transportation. But here we are.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
I'm 54, so basically, it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference.
Well, right now, saving seems hard to wrap my head around. Plus, with the way this year's been going...
Hey, listen, it's okay. You still got this. Just go to aceyourretirement.org. It's an online tool from AARP that can help you get your retirement savings on track no matter your age. It's free and only takes about 3 minutes.
I like 3 minutes.
Yeah. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. Just answer a few questions and you'll get a personalized plan and tips to help boost your retirement savings. Tips that are easy to understand and tailored to your lifestyle.
I like that too.
Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Just head to aceyourretirement.org and make your plan to start saving for retirement.
Thanks.
That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Welcome back. It's 34 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan with us for the hour, taking your calls. Middays with Mark. Mr. C in Van Nuys, California. You are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Yes. From everything you've just said, why aren't we referring to the Republicans as they truly are? And that is, they're evil. They're evil people. They need to be referred to as such.
Okay, Congressman.
Yeah, I don't know, Mr. C. I'm not sure if that's the best pitch. One of the things that was said to us by Hakeem Jeffries that I thought was pretty profound was, you know, he's a lawyer, and he said sometimes he gave us a quote in Latin that essentially said, you know, the facts are what they are. And sometimes, like last week, just allowing what unfolded spoke more than we ever could have. And sometimes that is the best route to let people see what they're up to. We will then present an alternative. But I'm not sure if just outright calling them evil may be the best answer. But I certainly understand your sentiment. I'm not sure if using that as a theme may be the most effective.
Yeah, I'm always reluctant to personalize these things like that. Tim in Shelby Township, Michigan. You're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Good morning, gentlemen, and Happy New Year's to you and your families.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'd like to know, now that the inmates are running the asylum over on the Republican side, is there any chance that it'll be a hard push to get 3-4 of the last sane ones to flip to caucus with the Democrats?
Yeah, so Tim, I think the real test on that will when they push something like the debt ceiling and a government shutdown, when they push some of the more extreme measures like that, there are some Republicans who are certainly uncomfortable with it, as they were with some of the rules changes. But we got to remember, they all voted for the rules changes in the end, right? So I'm not sure how many people you have that are that, you know, reasonable group that's left, because let's face it, we could only find two people to serve on the January 6th committee, and they're not in Congress anymore. I do think, though, that if they do some of the more extreme measures like a government shutdown and some other issues, you might see some consternation with some of the Republicans. I think the best thing we need to do is just, you know, continue to show what we would do differently, because we had an extremely productive session last session, and be ready for, honestly, 2024, because when you have a presidential election, turnout goes up. That helps Democrats. I really feel this is a short-term time the Republicans are going to be in charge, partially because of the presidential election and more voters coming out, partially because they're going to do such a pathetic job in governing.
Clark in Alexandria, Virginia, you are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Thanks very much, Tom. Congressman Pocan, thank you very much for coming on. Congressman, I wonder if you could speak to your bill, the Save Medicare Act, which I think you co-authored with Ro Khanna, which was intended to prevent these so-called Medicare Advantage companies from using the term Medicare in their ads. What happened to that bill? Did it just kind of languish in a subcommittee of the Ways and Means Committee?
Yes, so Clark, I believe we introduced it in the last month, or maybe at best two of the year. And honestly, that's when the election had happened and not a lot of committee action was happening. So we just talked this morning about putting it out very early, hopefully the next several weeks, again this session, so we can start talking about it early enough, but also taking advantage of the opportunities that we're going to have with various cabinet secretaries and officials that come before committees, so that more people can ask the right questions about this. Because, you know, for many of us, we think only Medicare is Medicare, that these programs don't offer in many cases what Medicare offers. In some cases, they do offer a little more if you're very healthy, and it might be a slightly better deal, but all too often, it's not. And if you're out of network, you're going to wind up paying out of pocket. And if you really need the help, you're not going to be able to get it in the same way. And we want to be able to educate people and educate other lawmakers, quite honestly, about it. I mean, I've been here 10 years, and this is the first time a bill like this was introduced. So we're going to get it out there very, very soon, and then we encourage people to reach out to members of Congress, ask them to sponsor it. But we did it so late last year, there really was little time for it to actually go through any kind of legislative process.
Will it have the same title if people want to call their legislators?
Yes, I think we're going to keep it exactly.
Same Medicare Act, great. Alessandro in Washington, D.C., you are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hi there, Tom. First time caller.
Thank you,
Congressman, for having me. I work for C-SPAN, and we love having members of Congress like you on the Washington Journal. So I just wanted to know if there's anything that you and other members of Congress can do to have our cameras like they were before Speaker McCarthy was elected, where we can see the whole House. A lot of people have been calling in and saying that was great coverage, and I think it'd be great for the American people to be able to see everything, not just from a fixed angle.
That was fantastic.
I'll listen.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, Alessandro. In fact, I think a couple of days ago we announced a resolution, which is the process to do a rule change to do this. And I know we have over 20 sponsors already. Since then, Matt Gaetz, also on the Republican side, has said he supports this and introduced something. We've reached out to Chip Roy's office, who's been open to it on the Republican side. We want to get this done, however. We'll work with whoever to get it done. But I think one of the things it did is it helps make our rather Byzantine process less Byzantine, right? Let people actually see what's going on. And I think sunshine of how government operates is important. But I'll admit, I have a secondary goal as well. I think if the average person, which I am very much an average person, looks at this and decides that they can run for Congress, maybe half of Congress won't be millionaires and half of Congress being lawyers. We could actually have more everyday people here serving in this body, which I think would be a good thing. So I think there's only benefits from having more transparency. And like I said, we've got a resolution out there to do this, but there also seems to be movement on the Republican side. And hopefully that gives us some efforts to get this done.
Brian in Minneapolis, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Congressman Pocan, when a investigative committee is impaneled, the person who testifies has to take an oath to tell the truth. Are the congressional members of those committees under any obligation to speak truthfully in their questioning?
I don't believe so. And it'll be interesting, George Santos' first hearing, if he makes it that far. But you're right. I mean, we in some committees, not all committees require taking the oath, by the way, because I know that actually came into appropriations at some point when I was on the committee. However, one of the things in the rules package, Tom, I believe that they kept in the final package was they can veto the Democratic witness. So it used to be that, the majority party usually would have three of the four witnesses and the minority party got a witness. But they actually are going to now start vetoing who we can actually have, which I think is a real bad move for democracy. Also, they're going to allow very minimal the zooming in, so to speak, of witnesses if they're not from the Washington, D.C. area. But that even has to be approved by the majority leader in order to have something like that happen. So I think, we're starting to see maybe a slippage of the democratic process of having witnesses. And I think that's a real step backwards.
Yeah. Peter in Oak Park, Illinois, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Congressman, this kind of piggybacks off of that C-SPAN call two calls ago. I was just wondering, because not being a rabid C-SPAN watcher of the proceedings on the floor on a day-to-day basis, can you paint a picture for how crazy and unhinged last week was relative to 6 months ago House or a year ago House?
Yeah, I've got to admit, that's my first almost fist fight I've seen on the floor. Watching the arguably sociopathic behavior of some of the 20 and really enjoying what they were doing, I think was enlightening because I think you start to see maybe some of the motives were more self-serving than for the sake of the body. I just think it's great to have the transparency. In fact, our measure goes a little different than Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz just wants to allow C-SPAN. I think any cameras, anyone should have access to that footage because I think it's important for the public to actually see how we operate it. If they do that, one, I mean, you saw so many people watched us last week. That's great for democracy. The more people that participate, the more that we can be representative of voices in our district. So there's a lot of reasons why we should open up the cameras. And I'm hoping that whether it's just C-SPAN or it's even broader, I think that's good. And it was a crazy week.
Congressman Mark Pocan with us for the hour. Middays with Mark on the Tom Hartman program, taking your calls. We'll be back with more of your calls for Representative Pocan in just a moment. Stick around. It's coming up on 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Congressman Pocan's website is Pocan, P-O-C-A-N, .house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan. Right back with your calls.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call pack rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations
deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back, Congressman Mark Pocan, taking your calls. Adam in Gaithersburg, Maryland. You are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hey there. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
What, if any, it didn't seem like it, but what, if any, efforts were made to come up with a compromise candidate for Speaker of the House?
There was zero outreach from the Republicans. I think some people had talked to some of the moderates leading into the week because they knew there was a potential scenario for what happened, but there was no real appetite by any Republicans to put one of their names forward. Clearly, they weren't going to go for Hakeem Jeffries. Kevin McCarthy's wanted one thing since he was probably a child, is to be called Speaker of the House of Representatives. And he doesn't care a whole lot about the issues, but he cares a lot about the title. And because of that, he wasn't going to work with us at all. He was going to work within his conference. And so there really was no chance to have any solution happen outside of what he was doing, which was him either putting his name forward or at some point maybe having a Steve Scalise come forward as a backup candidate.
Yeah, David Duke without the baggage, Scalise, as I recall.
We figured he was more conservative, right, that might have appealed, and then the 20 that could say they took down a speaker. But instead, and it really was interesting to watch, Matt Gaetz proved that he and Lauren Boebert are the ones really pulling the strings. And there was a lot of between sociopathic and thespian activities going on and watching it all. That's why I thought the cameras were important, that people could see what we were seeing, and you could really get a better taste for how things happen.
Yeah, a lot of performance art. Charles in Conway, South Carolina, you are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Thank you for your show.
Sure.
And I believe the most obvious question the Democrats haven't asked is, The documents they found were still on the premises, and the documents that Trump took, they took to his house in Florida. I like the why has that question been asked?
Yeah, I'm not a journalist covering this, so I can't tell you why that hasn't been asked. But honestly, in the grand scheme of things, there's a lot more important stuff happening than this sub-story, and that's the best I can really call it, I guess, at this point. I think we keep our eye on the prize. They're going to do a lot of things that are going to be pretty disastrous. In fact, they just said on the appropriation process, Tom, I learned this morning, they said they want to go back to 2022 levels. That's
a funding.
Over $100 billion-plus dollars of cuts to discretionary spending, but they won't do the spending to defense cuts is what the new incoming chair of appropriations. That means a 17% cut to non-defense discretionary spending if they get their way. That should be a story more than a piece of paper somewhere.
Yeah, that should be the headline at the top of the Washington Post. Donna in Denver, you are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Well, thank you so much, Tom. Representative Pocan, first of all, I want to apologize from Colorado for Lauren Boebert. We're sorry. We wish we could replace her, and we will try. Secondly, I really would like to know your thoughts on the 21st Century Economic Bill of Rights and what you're thinking about that and whether or not it has a chance to be introduced to the House and move forward.
So first of all, apology accepted, but it's going to be interesting. Is this the Harvey Kay proposal that some folks have out there? I'm not quite sure which.
She's no longer on the line. I'm not sure what she was referring to.
It could be Harvey Kay, a professor from Wisconsin, actually from Green Bay, has written a book on FDR and other books that he's written. I believe there's a proposal he's doing that some people have introduced in state legislatures, but I'm not sure of the status where it is in Congress, if anyone has proposed it. And I'm not sure that's what the person is asking about. So I'm sorry I can't respond.
It's okay. Mark in Long Beach, California, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Mr. Pocan, I hope that I will make sense and that you will be able to understand what I'm trying to ask you on this question. On the debt limit, so many months from now, I guess it's in July or August, what happens if 10 moderate Republicans tell Mr. McCarthy to his face, we don't agree with what you're doing, we want to vote with the Democrats and pass it? Does that mean it will pass, or is it up to Mr. McCarthy to hold a vote?
So there's a lot to it. Let me give you the short. The speaker generally puts on the floor whatever they want to put on the floor. The only process to get around that is a discharge position, a petition, which you would need every Democrat and then those 10 Republicans to vote on, and then it could come to the floor. But it's not completely as simple as that either. So generally, the speaker decides what's going to come on the floor, which is why it's hard for us to put a bill on the floor. We'll be able to put amendments on the floor, but bills are much more difficult. In this particular case, there is a process for the discharge petition.
Andy in Grand Rapids, Michigan, you're listening to WPRR. You're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hey, gentlemen. Hey, I got a question. Is there any accountability to the $50 billion that the airlines got for keeping their employees during COVID? You know, with all the delays and the cancellations, we can't find pilots, we can't find nobody. Where'd that money go?
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a lot to unravel there, right? I mean, one is, you know, we have some airlines that have put profits so high up that they're not modernizing their systems, and we saw that just recently roll out. The bigger issue, and this is broader than just airlines, is consolidation of industries. When you have only a few people, you don't really have competition anymore. They don't have to treat you well, and they don't have to modernize and all the rest. And I think that's a bigger, broader issue. We see this in defense contractors and everything else, and then you have no-bid contracts or very few vendors. I'm hoping that, you know, Secretary Buttigieg will take a look at what happened and figure out a way to make all these folks modernize in the proper way. It was one airline in particular, I think, that was the problem now. And I think what happened today, again, I haven't caught up on the news, but I think is not a problem of the airlines. It was an internal problem within the operations.
Yeah, that was the notice, what used to be called notice to airmen back when I was a pilot. And now they've changed the name to notice to air something else, operations or something. But yeah, Congressman, thanks so much for dropping by. It's always great having you with us. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Tom. Appreciate it as always. And it's great to be back on New Year with all your listeners.
Amen. Okay. We'll see you in a week or two. Congressman Mark Pocan. Check out his website at pocan.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep Mark Pocan. In this new McCarthy era, will my column get me thrown in jail? We'll talk about that after the break.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574, 800-673-1574, 800-673-1574, that's 800-673-1574.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. I was reminded of Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
I was reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.